Blog Talk Radio.
The daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show on a late night tip. You know what I mean? It's a daily go get a mission show. Either way you kind of hold on a second.
We still here.
Let's make it rock, baby. How much juice we got over here? Make sure we got enough juice. You know what I'm saying? We gotta make sure we got enough juice. Alright. That ought to take care of that. So, yeah, unseasoned food. That's what we're talking about tonight. Dang, y'all late. You can tell people working from home tonight. What's up, y'all? T. Carry, right? Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your site. And Emily Dunlap is in the house. Wow, about to turn it out. No, this is a recorded. This is a recorded show. So, no, this is not live, Barbara Hill, C. Say B. This is not, this is pre-recorded. This is pre-recorded. It's
pre-recorded. I just knew what y'all was going to ask. It's pre-recorded.
So,
unseasoned food. That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get It Business Show. What y'all know about it? What y'all know about unseasoned food? You know, listen, when you look at these coronavirus numbers, this thing is alarming. It's bigger than alarming. It's the craziest thing that I've ever seen. You know, it's just not safe out there anymore. It's not safe out there anymore. I know double-digit people that have that shit right now. Double-digit people. Now, I don't know anybody that has it bad to the point where they're deathly ill. But, like, my niece has it right now, and she's sick. And, she's vaccinated, boosted, and all that old bullshit. All that, anything. So it's not even just the people who aren't wearing masks. It isn't the people who aren't vaccinated. Vaccinated, boosted people who are wearing masks are still getting this shit. So we've tried everything. We've tried masks. We've tried social distancing. We've tried a shutdown, a full shutdown. We've tried isolating ourselves quarantining ourselves. Now we have to quarantine for a different reason. Now they're saying that people who have been vaccinated, boosted, and all of that, they only have to quarantine for 5 days now, so they're cutting down the quarantine time. Before, remember, it was like at least 10 days or something like that, so they chopping things in half. And I don't know if any of those things are going to protect us. It almost seems now like everybody is going to get that shit eventually. My niece has it. My baby mom tested positive. But she ain't even sick. Her parents tested positive. Both of them. My daughter didn't. My son didn't. So when we start talking about unseasoned food, we know those of us who are naturopathic, those of us who are holistic, we know that our first and last and middle defense against any disease is the medicine, and the medicine is the food. So are we going to have to start to learn to do some things with our food that might make us uncomfortable? Shout out to all my vegetarians out there. Shout out to my vegans out there. Now, vegans and vegetarians, one thing about vegans, is vegans don't like no nasty food. They may not eat any meat or meat products or if you're a serious vegan, a real vegan, you don't even, you know, believe in any killing of animals whatsoever. And you definitely don't believe in any ingesting of any animal products or animals inside of your body. But one thing that vegans do is that they season their food to perfection. It tastes good. And they have to. You know, if they want to get people on board, they have to make their food taste worth buying or worth trying. Is it going to get to the point where even vegans, because I'm sure some vegans have caught COVID also. The only thing that we haven't tried is unseasoned food. Now, we have some unseasoned things that we've been putting in our bodies that we think are going to help us, like everybody running around here with that sea moss. Sea moss. Now, that's unseasoned food if I ever saw it. Sea moss. Personally, I think it's disgusting. To me, sea moss tastes like, well, the gel. The gel sea moss, and I see they have these flavored gel sea mosses, and I'm like, the regular sea moss tastes like liquid, like a liquid rice cake. Now, you know rice cake don't have nothing in it. A rice cake tastes like air. Well, to me, sea moss, liquid sea moss, the gel, tastes like a liquid rice cake. Imagine liquid nothing. Some people say, well, water don't have no taste. Oh, yes, it does. And I think it tastes good, by the way. But when we start talking about sea moss, maybe you talk about sea moss? You talk about sea moss? Now, of course, sea moss comes in other forms, which I don't understand because I'm like, it's sea moss. So if it comes in any other form besides the gel, I'm like, how is that sea moss? But let's talk about unseasoned food. Now, we normally associate unseasoned food with the way that white people cook their food. But when you really think about it, unseasoned food is sometimes the food that you get at restaurants that you go to. They don't overseason their food, especially when it comes to vegetables, fresh vegetables. They steam them where, you know, in a black family, we don't steam them. We boil them. We'd be like, boil, steam, what's the difference? Well, when you steam them, you still have that crunch in the asparagus. When you boil them, yeah, it'd be like peel and eat, say. Yeah, it'd be like pulled pork, pulled chicken, pulled, yeah, the asparagus be falling off the stalk. Is the seasoning that we put on our food harming us in some way? We know that if we use too much seasoned salt, too much garlic salt, too much any salt besides Himalayan sea salt, the real stuff too. There's the real Himalayan sea salt that you don't buy a lot of it because it's very expensive for just a little bit, but you only have to put a really, really, really small amount on there. But could it be that the salt that we put in our food, adobo, any of that stuff, could it be that that stuff is compromising our immune system to keep us from being able to fight off diseases? I'm not saying that it is. I'm asking the question. Thank y'all for coming through on the late night. I appreciate it. Can y'all make sure y'all hit that like button? Please hit the like button. Please share the show. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. You think it ain't when it is. You think it won't when it wins. So, yeah. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We've tried just about everything else. This is the only thing that we haven't tried. Wow. Damn, B, you had it too? Damn! Just now, recovery. We washed our hands. Singing happy birthday and other ridiculous-ish. Got to get back to work. Got to get this money. Damn, man. I'm sorry you had to go through that. That's real. It's real to me. That's real to me. So, unseasoned food. Even the thought of eating unseasoned food makes some of us scoff. Just the thought of it makes some of us scoff. Now, B, I don't know if you had the, if you lost your sense of taste and smell. But if you did, if you ate anything during the time that you had COVID, that means that you were already eating unseasoned food, whether it was seasoned or not. Could it be that if we unseason our food before we get the COVID, maybe we won't get the COVID? And could it be that the seasoning that we're putting on our food, the salts, the sauces that have salt in it, could that be compromising our immune system and making us susceptible to disease, susceptible to viruses, susceptible to sickness? I'm just putting it out there. Got my colon ream, though. I think I don't when I do. Oh, I also got a, you know what I mean? Where my shit is, huh? Let me get my prison ops. See, I don't, I got a thing. I'm cheap. So I don't buy bottled water. You know why I don't buy bottled water? Because I got to buy it all the time. And one thing about me is if I have to buy something all the time, I'm going to find a way to not have to buy it at all. So I go with the water filter. Now, I don't want to give no free advertising. I ain't here to give away no free advertising. But I will tell you this. I use Epic Water. Epic Water. I use this water filter, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I chose Epic Water. Because all water filters are not created the same. That's number one. And I have a few water filter pitchers that I've tried out over the years. I have a Brita, and I stopped using that. Brita is a very popular brand, but it ain't all that good. So because Brita does not remove enough stuff. I need something that's going to remove the stuff. So what I bought, hold on. Get that out of here. All right. Okay. Epic water filters. Okay, let's go. Let's see. American made. Certified against NSF. All right. Let me see what we're working with. Proven. Epic water filters have been independently certified and tested across the globe in both field and laboratory tests in multiple countries. These rigorous processes are just another way we go well beyond what's required to deliver the cleanest, purest water possible. But now I need a, let me get a review. Let me get a review. Let me see. Let me go back. I hope this is not a video. Okay. All right. Epic water filters review, the pros and cons you need to know. Let me get the pros real quick. Let me get the pros and cons. Just read them off. Product offering. Come on, man. Just get to the fucking point. Hey, filters. No. Home filtration. Okay. Unlike its competitors, Epic uses solid carbon block filters. A carbon block filter resembles a hockey puck, whereas GAC looks like black sand grains. While both use carbon as the active ingredient, the grains in block filters are ground to 7 to 19 times smaller than GAC filters, and the material compressed increasing in density. Why does it matter? When water flows through a GAC filter like Brita, pure and zero water, channels develop, allowing quick filtering. But solid carbon block filters are so dense, and the compressed carbon grains are so small, water makes its way through it like a maze. As a result, the water filter slower block through carbon
than it does through GAC. But since the water spends more time in a block system, it filters out more impurities. Carbon attaches itself to contaminants and removes them from the water, so it stands to reason that the more time the water spends mingling with the carbon, the cleaner the water becomes. But there are some cons to using... I'm not going to read y'all this whole thing because this is not giving me what I wanted. Anyway, this is the water filter that I use. And even though it's not going to give me what I would really want, which is the alkalinity, it's still a viable option when it comes to making sure that you put the good water in your body. Because honestly, I don't trust these bottled waters out here. There's too many of them. The only one I'm really feeling right now that's not expensive is the Crystal Geyser. Crystal Geyser is good because it's bottled at the source, unlike a lot of brands claim to. But anyway, unseasoned food. I know the thought of French fries without salt or ketchup, mayonnaise on sandwiches, things like that, Miracle Whip, you know, how you gonna make coleslaw without Miracle Whip? Or if you like coleslaw, I'm not really a fan, but you know, sometimes coleslaw is all right, depending on who makes it. Bottom line is, how do we keep from catching this virus? What do we do? What haven't we tried yet? Diet, exercise, and all of that kind of stuff, evidently it's not building our immune system up enough to be able to resist catching this virus. Now, I haven't caught it, but now I'm thinking that it's just luck of the draw that I haven't caught it. And other people that I know, vaccinated and unvaccinated, who haven't caught it, it's like, yeah, well, you just give it a little bit of time, because people are missing from school, missing from work, missing from social activities, missing from family. Motherfuckers are sick with this shit bad. This is like when this shit first came out, when it was hitting this person, that person, everybody you know. The only difference is people not dying. That's the only difference, people not dying. But that's not good enough for me. You know, quality of life. Quality of life. What about that? And is it accessible to us right now? Unseasoned food. At least I'm talking about this shit after the holidays. I wasn't going to say nothing about this while Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's was rolling around. Because I'm thinking like, I'm not eating no black-eyed peas without no turkey butts in them. I might don't eat no pork, but I eat some poultry. Even my colon ream, which is quite tasty, by the way. I season this. Will they have to get to the point where I'm not seasoning it in order for it to be as effective as I need it to be? Now, I ain't going to front. The thought of just blending those vegetables without the good taste of, without the good stuff being in it, I guess that's why some people mix vegetables along with, like, fruit. Like, I won't do that. But there are natural sweeteners in fruit, and that might be the only way that you might get the full benefits of smoothies that you drink and stuff like that. I season mine, so I'm like, look, it has the good stuff in it, plus it tastes good, and that means something to me. I don't know about y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying to win. I'm trying to win. I'm not trying to get that virus, man.
And it seems like right now it's just the luck of the draw if you don't get it. If you haven't had it, it's almost like you're just waiting. You're just waiting around to get it. Now, it doesn't make me afraid, but I got vaccinated, and that second shot damn near killed me. At least that's what it felt like. And if that's a preview of what COVID is like, man, I ain't trying. No, no, son. I'm good. Because I swear to God, after that second shot, that shit felt like I gained 500 pounds overnight. That's what it felt like. It felt like I gained 500 pounds overnight. I was talking to my baby brother today. He really doesn't believe that the COVID shit is real. He believes that it's a sickness, but he thinks it's just a regular flu. And I was telling him, it ain't that, son. It ain't that. See, he'll take my word for it. He even told me, he was like, you know, oh, if you saying it, now that's the verification that I need. I said, man, I'm trying to tell you, I didn't have the virus, but if the virus, like, I couldn't imagine being that lethargic, that fatigued, that weighed down, that weak, and having a cough on top of that, and not being able to breathe on top of that. I couldn't imagine it. I couldn't imagine having a headache on top of that. That shit was cray. And I don't mean that in no nice way. So, could unseasoned food be the key? Because it's the one thing that most of us ain't going to try. Now tell me I'm lying. It's the one thing that most of us have not tried, and some of us really ain't going to even think about it. So you think about like, so son, what you saying? I'm a, you know, tax time rolling around or whatever. We might fuck around and get a stimulus on top of the taxes. So you mean to tell me that when I go and splurge on these crab legs, that I should just get the crab legs without no Old Bay seasoning, son? And I'm like, yeah, well, maybe. And you saying that when I steam these shit, I shouldn't get no butter? I'm like, well, it's really up to you. But maybe the butter is the problem. You know how butter make everything taste all much better. It be tasting all good and shit. Butter, I don't know. Butter by itself don't taste like it's all that. I've never tasted unsweetened butter by itself. I imagine that just tastes like, what, vegetable oil? Vegetable oil. It just tastes like vegetable oil. But without salt, without butter, you know, that crab boil, that seafood ball ain't all that. You know what I am talking about. And you don't want to see that. You don't want to see that. But that might be the thing that we have to do in order to make this thing good. I need to know how y'all feel about it. If y'all want to call into the show, I invite you to call in, and the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Once again, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. But yeah, I know that we don't want to explore this option. And that's why I think that there might be something to it. I don't want to see my people sick. I really don't. I want to see us free, man. I want to see us free, and I want to see us prospering, and I want to see us healthy, and I want to see us having a good time through our lives, especially for my middle-aged brethren and sistren. I don't want to see none of us sick. You know what I mean? We done been through a lot. All my late 60s babies, 70s babies. I don't know. I ain't messing with them 80s babies. I'm good.
I don't know, them 80s babies, they suspect. Them crack kids, they wildin'. And I'm in them 90s, no. To me, y'all not even adults. Yeah, I know some of y'all are 30 already. I don't care. You see the way y'all act? So, no. But on a serious note, we have to really safeguard against our health. We have to. We've already lost a lot of us. I'm talking to you. Whoever is listening, whoever is within the sound of my voice, all of us have lost a lot of people so far. And they haven't all been murdered. I know we from Philly, but they haven't all been murdered. Some of us, none of them have been murdered. It's just that some of us have died of cancer. Cancer has really racked and raged through our generation. It's horrible.
Fuck.
What the hell? Hold on. Hold on. This is what I wanted. What the hell? All right. Let's try this again.
Let's do it again.
Okay. That's what I wanted. Yeah. We've lost a lot of people to sickness. Could it be that if we take some of the seasoning off of our food, then maybe we can add some more years to our lives? And maybe the reason or the way that we add some more years to our lives is by strengthening our immune system. When we know that when we eat too much salt, too much sugar, and things like that, we know that that blocks our ability for our organs to operate properly, because they have to work really hard to try to process that salt or that sugar or and we're eating foods that aren't really foods. See, the definition of food is something that nourishes your body. It provides nutrients. And no, I'm not saying that just because the food that you eat, even some of the junk food, has some vitamins and minerals in it, it doesn't mean that it's doing you any good. You know, it's like you took 2 steps forward and 10 steps back. That's what eating bad food is like. So maybe we should try something else. You know, if we eat some broccoli is good for us. What if we soak the broccoli in all this butter and some salt, you know, seasoned salt, adobo, garlic, this, that, and the third, whatever. Caribbean, what do they call it? What do you call it? Soul seasoning, whatever. It's like it has ruined all of the natural, decent, beneficial properties of the food. So maybe we got to pull that back. Maybe we have to start finding foods that we can eat that don't need seasoning, or at least a lot. Unseasoned food. I know this is not a popular thing. Some of us, you know, probably already stopped listening. Like, man, I ain't doing this shit. Gloria Miller. Hey, Gloria Miller. She says, this is the stuff that we be talking, that we about is not proper English. No, this is the stuff that we be talking about. And I don't really care about proper English. At least I spelled everything right in that sentence. You know. Well, we be is spelled right. I could have said, this is the stuff that we talk about. But I wouldn't say that. But welcome to the show. I'm glad you came through. Appreciate it. This is the stuff that we be about is not proper English. Wow, what is proper English? Let's see. Chrissy Love. Late night with Chrissy Love. What's up? She says, I think that if you are up on your vitamins and herbs, even if you are eating crab legs with butter, you'll have a better chance. I don't know, Chris. I'm not trying to have a better chance. I'm trying to win. And we got to try something different because the stuff that we're doing ain't working, man. Too many people sick. And look, all y'all weed smokers out here, y'all got to stop faking the funk. Y'all got to cut the bullshit. Y'all not smoking medicinal weed. That's number one. That's not what y'all smoking. Y'all smoking the recreational weed. And the recreational weed that y'all smoking, especially if y'all smoking that loud, has way too much THC. And there ain't no healing properties in the THC. The good stuff has very little THC. Lower than Reggie. So y'all got to stop. Y'all got to stop acting like y'all doing yourselves a service by smoking weed. I mean, if you want to smoke, smoke. That's on you. I ain't going to tell you can't smoke because you ain't going to listen no way. What I'm saying is do yourself a real favor and reduce the smoking that you're doing or just shut up about how you're helping yourself to you're helping your immune system because you're not. All right. Unseasoned food. Unseasoned food. Would you try it for a few days? Like, would you try your food totally unseasoned for a week and watch what happens? Like, if you lost, let's say you was trying to lose weight and you didn't season your food for 1 week and you found that you lost 2, 3, 4, upwards of somewhere between 3 and 7 pounds. Would you continue the unseasoned food route? Or is the taste of our food so important to us that we don't even want to think about that? Have we decided that we ain't going out like that no matter what? And, you know, you might as well be honest with yourself. You know, because you really ain't fooling nobody but you. You know, keep it a buck with yourself. If you don't think that you could do it or you don't think that you will be willing to do it, you ain't got a lot of me. Chrissy says, you don't have to season your food with alternatives like olive oil, sea salt, and things of that nature. Well, sea salt is still seasoning your food. And although sea salt, the right sea salt, because a lot of sea salt out there ain't the real sea salt. Like if all it says is sea salt, it ain't. You got, first of all, the real sea salt is not white. So let that be a clue. The real sea salt is like a pinkish type of color. It ain't white. Just like real cocaine ain't white. Why you think they used to call it butter? Well, why you think they used to call it butter? So, bottom line is we got to try something, man. We got to win. My people got to win out here. We got to do something in order to make our existence better. Because listen, man, all of us want a couple of days off work, but we ain't trying to have those kind of days off work. We ain't trying to, we look, we like to use our sick days when we just want PTO days. Like, I'll take a sick day. Because, you know, your job give you more, well, some people's job, they give them more sick days than anything else. And if you're not the type of person that gets sick a lot, then on the days where you just need a day off, you just take a sick day. Look, I got to call it. I got to call out today. I'm so tired. I got to keep on. I got to keep on. I'm so tired. But I just can't lose my stride. Shout out to my man, rest in peace, Edwin Starr. Because he says, I forgot that they used to call it butter. Yeah. Yeah, I have to take you back with that one, Chris. You ain't got that butter, baby. They definitely used to call it that butter. That's because the real Coke ain't white like that. But she says, I just did a live tonight on men and women's health issues. I'm glad we are all on the same page in 2022 because I agree, we have to do better. Yeah, but Chris, you know how it is. It's the beginning of the year and everybody fronting like they gonna stay on their shit. People getting gym memberships and all of that shit, Planet Fitness and all that bullshit. And what they gonna do is they gonna work out for a few weeks and shit, and then all of that shit is gonna be done right after Valentine's Day or whatever. You know, because some of them gonna get stood up on Valentine's Day. They gonna be all salty, like fuck it. Back to the bag of shit. Back to the big ass shit. Back to the. Son defies back to what I used to do, and I am going to make sure that I do whatever the fuck I want to, because don't nobody care about me. I ain't got no boo. I got a box of chocolate, and I'm going to eat them too. And I'm about to eat a whole jar of mayonnaise. I don't give a fuck. Fuck all y'all. People out here, motherfuckers running around here thinking that they're going to lose 30 pounds by March so they can go on this cruise. There going to be no cruises this year, niggas. COVID just kill all that shit, son. They're going to call it the COVID cruise. That's what they're going to call it. Especially if we don't do better. We got to do something better about our health, man. Listen. As black men and women, y'all know we are up against it. We are up against it bad. We got it bad. So we got to do whatever we can in order to increase our chances of being able to prolong our survival. We got to take care of our babies. Now think about it. I want y'all to think about this. Think about that. Now think about this. When, speaking of babies, when newborn babies are born, you taste that Gerber food, that shit ain't got no seasoning in it. So our babies don't start off with no seasoned food. After they get finished being a baby and eating all that healthy shit that don't even make their shit stink, think about it. They shit don't even be stinking. You ever wonder why baby shit don't stink? Maybe it's because babies don't get no unhealthy shit in their bodies. Soon as we start feeding them table food, the shit starts stinking. We start piecing them off some of the stuff that we eat. Soon as their little teeth start growing in, and we wanna give them the shit that we eat. Baby running around here with a French fry in his mouth. In his hand. Sucking on the fry. Next thing you know, poop stink. All right, okay. Okay, there are other reasons that the poop stink. But I think it has something to do with the table food. Bottom line is, our babies be healthy as shit. Our babies don't be all sick and shit. That Gerber food that we be feeding them, and we do believe in that Gerber food, it don't be nothing but regular vegetables that are stirred up or pureed. That's all it is. And we feed our babies that stuff, and our babies be healthy. Well, maybe we need to take a page out of our baby's book. Maybe we need to take a page out of our baby's eating habits. How is it that the food that we give to our babies have very less of impurity, very low impurities, but the food that we eat is a bunch of junk, bunch of garbage? If the Gerber or the Gerber-like food is good enough for our babies, and we're trying to make sure that our babies have whatever they need in order to grow, in order for their bones to get stronger, you know what I mean? Shout out to baby acne. You know, some of them babies got bumps. They got baby bumps. Shout out to the baby bumps. You got a little baby acne. Baby. So what y'all think? It's good enough for babies. How can it not be good enough for us? So if you saw for 1 week that you looked better, lost a few pounds, all from taking the seasoning out of your food, would you do it? Would you continue it? Would you believe in it? Would you encourage somebody else to do it? I mean, would you get your proclamation on? Would you promote it? We're only promoting, you know, fruits and vegetables. I ain't even getting to the meat part. Because meat is not healthy for you anyway, no matter how you slice it, but this shit tastes good. And you know why it be tasting good? Because we be seasoning the shit out of it. We be letting it marinate in juices and all that kind of shit, wrapping it up and shit while we cooking it so the juices stay in there. What'd you think? Would you try it? We about to get on up out of here, y'all. It's 1:30. I got to be to bed by 2. I actually do. That's something for y'all to think about. Is that what we're trying to think about? Think about it. Think about it. Please make sure that y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. For the foreseeable future, during the weekdays, we will be on late on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. So I want to thank y'all, all y'all night owls, for giving me y'all time of day this late night. Y'all know I was doing it on the drive home, but now I'm like, man, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to bite the bullet and do the show when I get home. So that's what type of time I'm on in 2022. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I ain't scared. All right, y'all, man. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. Anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, this unseasoned food thing, I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds Amy. I know it sounds Megan. I know that it sounds a Larry Sue. Mary Sue. My fault, Mary Kate. It's you. I know that y'all want to taste no nasty-ass food, but if it makes you feel better overall, then we might have to stand tall and then promote that shit to the rest of y'all. Now, everybody's going to come down this road, and somebody's going to hop on the dick like toast. Everything is going to be all right, and I swear, and I'm out of here, but I'll be back. Yeah. So, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Good looking, love. All right, so let me get on up out of here. I'm gonna get my blog talkers out of here first. You go bye-bye, Broto. You go bye-bye. Jude, yes, you go bye-bye. You go bye-bye. You say peace.